You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, we cover down on all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, all right, it has been a full show. I mean, like, wow. So we just ran down two of the dippers. Go Woke, Go Broke was the first portion of the show. We went from there to an entire hour of a second helping of what we call home fries, dealing with things around the state of Alabama. We had our Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth call in and Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. Well, coming up now, someone who I just connected with yesterday, man, she's been on it. So there is a piece of legislation, House Bill 298, which has got one day left for potential passage in the Alabama legislature. One day of legislative action. It's already gone through the House. It's made it through committees. But we're going to talk to a lady by the name of Malia Stevens. Malia Stevens is a licensed counselor here in the Birmingham area. Got a BA in Human Development and Family Studies from Samford University. She's got her master's degree from Abilene Christian in Texas. And she has got an amazing amount of experience at treating individuals, couples, families, all of it. But she specializes in things related to marital dissatisfaction and that kind of thing. But she's been down in Montgomery also helping shepherd this piece of legislation, which is, you know, some folks thought was dead. And, you know, I tell you all the time on this show, you do not have to be a legislator. You do not have to be a government official to make a difference in legislative action. You can get busy with things. And my understanding is Malia Stevens, who's on the line right now, has been busy. So, Malia Stevens, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Phil. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And by the way, just a little while ago, I found out that you are friends with one of our other folks, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. Says she knows you well.
Yeah, she's amazing. I really admire Stephanie.
Well, so you're an automatic in right now with this show, just so you know.
Awesome. Yay. That was easy.
Well, hey, House Bill 298, you've been down in Montgomery taking time away from work and everything else, I understand, to sort of get people moving. Tell us about the bill. Tell us why you care.
Thank you. Yeah, I am very passionate about House Bill 298. It's called Protect Minors from Unfiltered Devices Act. And the reason I'm passionate about it is because as a marriage and family therapist, over 23 years of private practice, I've seen the devastating effects of hardcore pornography, internet pornography to adults and marriages. But then over the years, I've seen it with college students, high school students. But then back in 2009 to 2011, I don't specialize in kids, but some families were kind of desperate to get in to see someone with some situations. And I'm kind of the person on staff that does sexual intimacy therapy and things of that nature, sex addiction recovery. And so anyway, some families were brought to me with children who were addicted to pornography, ages 6 to 11, little boys and little girls, who had gotten highly addicted after just a couple of exposures to internet pornography, accidental exposures. So seeing that and at the same time working with trafficking survivors who were forced to create pornography against their will just kind of blew my mind and opened me up to the intersectionality of all forms of sexual exploitation. So I've been an activist, someone who's been trying to raise awareness on these issues. Well, HB 298 is a very helpful, practical step to protect our children and honestly our society at large from this onslaught of pornographic material. It's basically this bill is, you know, comes after we as a state declared pornography a public health crisis. In 2020, Alabama became the 16th state to recognize the overwhelming research pointing to the devastating harms to the brain, relationships, and society from pornography. And so as, you know, a practical next step, we as a state have a compelling interest to protect our most vulnerable, our children, from this illegal material. And basically all this bill is asking manufacturers to do is activate the pre-existing filters on smartphones and tablets. They already have default, you know, safety features, but they're defaulted off. And we're simply asking them to do a software update that defaults it on upon activation in Alabama. It's pretty simple. Our phones activate periodically all the time, and they have geo-specific activation capabilities. And so that's all we're asking. But it's been quite a battle.
Well, so let me just make sure I'm clear, because I'll be honest with you, as much as, I mean, I've worked with kids professionally. My first 10 years out of college was working in an alcohol and drug treatment center with kids who had major behavioral disorders, and a lot of them have been abused. And then from there, going into youth ministry full time. So this has been a passion of mine for years. And yet, I'll be honest with you, this bill flew under my radar, and I'm a little embarrassed of that because I didn't see this tracking. But one of the things that I think some people would say is, oh, you're getting in the way of business. You're telling businesses how to run their business. And you're really not. You're saying that thing you already have, just turn it on. That's all you're saying.
Exactly. There's no hardware changes required. There's no new manufacturing. This does not affect telecommunications or, you know, any retailers. It doesn't cost Alabama, you know, it doesn't cost us anything. But it's simply activating existing safety features. That's all. And yeah, it's something that whenever I speak to parents or just anybody, whether they're Democrat, Republican, they're all like, well, of course, why aren't we already doing this? Because yeah, it's so simple. And then adults are given a passcode if they want to turn the filter off. They can do that, but children are handed a safer device. Because as it is right now, setting up these safety features, unfortunately, a lot of parents don't even know they exist on these devices. But
right.
Also, they're cumbersome. And so this would just take some of the burden off of caregivers and then also protect kids that don't have involved parents or caregivers.
Well, and I guess I look at this. This is one of those bills that when I hear it, my first thought is, why would we not? And yet here we are mm-hmm. with one day left in the legislative process, and there's actually been resistance to getting this passed. Oh, yeah. Am I right?
Oh, yes. It's been a street fight throughout the entire process with big tech and, big tech lobbyists. And behind that, you've got the pornography industry. You know, there's power and profit at that really is what it comes down to, which is so sad. But that is honestly what it comes down to, because there's been a lot of misinformation. But once our legislators see the truth, you know, they can kind of see through a lot of the misinformation campaign from big tech, and they're able to understand exactly what this is about. And then they see that, oh, no, this is really about children versus power and profit. But it has been a battle, major battle. And so we're hanging in the balance with one day left. And it passed through committee, last Tuesday, I believe it was.
Okay.
Last Wednesday. Yeah. And so we've had this week to get on the calendar. We didn't make it. And we are, you know, praying that the powers that be put it on the calendar so that we have an opportunity, because we have the votes for it to pass. It's got 659 bipartisan co-sponsors and passed with strong support through the House, had bipartisan strong support 9-1 through Senate committee. We've got, you know, everybody, ultimately the majority of people, I believe, in the Senate want this, and I know the House did. So,
well, for the benefit of our audience, and you know this because you've been tracking it, but the benefit of our audience, those who don't already know, you've got Senator Greg Reed is the pro tem of the Senate. He has great influence. And then you've got Senator Jabbo Wagner, both of which are North Alabama guys that live within our listening area. Greg Reed is from Jasper, and Jabbo Wagner is from the Hoover area. And they are the two individuals who can make this thing get on the calendar. Jabbo Wagner chairs the Rules Committee. They're the one that make the calendar. So, all that to say, I tell my audience all the time, Malia, you know, call your legislator. If you don't know how, just call the State House and ask for somebody or ask for their secretary. But start registering your opinions. But we do. We have Tuesday. Next Tuesday is the last day of the legislative session. And there'll be a lot of bills, people vying for time on the calendar. Have there actually been pornography industry lobbyists in the State House that you've seen?
No. sir, not anyone that's come up and said, hey, I work for Pornhub or something like that. We've just had, you know, big tech lobbyists. But unfortunately, if you, you know, research some of the telecommunications company and some of the big tech companies, they're promoters of pornography. And there's back channel profits and things of that nature. So who's to say, is it just that they don't want to be regulated? But for example, some of the telecommunications companies that are fighting us really hard, our bill has nothing to do with them. It has zero impact on telecommunications companies, yet they are represented at every turn to fight us. And you have to, everyone's like, why are they here? Like, what's their investment? But if you research, that's kind of what it comes down to. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what it is. Pornography, that's what's surprising. It's illegal. Like, it's, our Department of Justice isn't enforcing our existing federal obscenity laws. And if they were, it wouldn't even exist on the internet.
Well, I agree. And I don't know why this is a hard one. I tell you what, Malia, we had talked about you staying on for about 15 minutes, but would you mind if we took a break and came back and finished this conversation a little bit more? Would you mind that?
Absolutely. Be glad to.
I think it's important. All right. We're going to do that. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. This is too good to let it go. And folks, we're in number three of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this section Save Our Kids. That's what this is about. You heard my monologue at the beginning of the show. It's about saving our kids. And this is just nothing more than saying, hey, phone companies, how about you turn on that thing that already exists and quit making people have to figure it out and protect our kids. All right, we'll be right back with Malia Stevens, licensed professional counselor, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, we're back on the air right now. Malia Stevens hung on a little bit longer. Malia is a licensed counselor working in the Birmingham area, has a long history of working with families and including some very intimate issues. And right now she has been a strong, strong advocate for House Bill 298, which has made it through the House, has made it through the Senate committee process, is poised to potentially come to the floor with one day left for final passage. And all it does is it turns on a filter that's already in the phones to help protect kids from being exposed to pornography. Hey, Malia, let me ask you a question. One of the things I want to hold you on the line for is I want to, I mean, some folks will say, oh, pornography, you're just being a moral, a crusader. And I would say morality is certainly a part of the argument. I mean, my faith says, hey, this is wrong. We shouldn't do it. But I got to say, it's even deeper than that. And your work as a counselor, I am sure that you have seen the devastation on people's lives.
I really have, in more ways than one, because, you know, interestingly, people feel entitled to pornography because it's something that's been pretty commonplace now. But again, when you know the law, you realize that hardcore pornography is not protected free speech. Softcore pornography is, which is a very limited definition of pornography, and it's only really allowed in bookstores. So A, that's something important to know, that it's technically illegal. It's not protected free speech. That hardcore is not. And our mainstream pornography on the internet is hardcore pornography, which is extremely dehumanizing. It's violent, degrading, racist, incest-themed, child-themed material, and it is not made off of, a large portion of it is not made out of free will. You can't tell the difference between what's made from someone who is willfully participating and someone who's being coerced or forced to create it. We've got our law center at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. I also serve on the board with the National Center on Sexual Exploitation in D.C., and our law center has multiple lawsuits against some of the main pornography producers because they have knowingly produced images of trafficking victims, of children who are, they know that they're being trafficked, and they still post and make millions and billions of dollars off of these images, child sexual abuse materials, what you call it, child CSAM. So you've got that issue with pornography, but you also have the health issues with pornography. Beyond just being wrong or a moral issue, it's a health issue because all the neurological studies that are coming out now show the impact to the brain, especially the developing brain of a minor, because it really impacts the structure of the brain. It hits the pleasure pathway of the brain like an illicit drug. It's highly addictive material, and it actually causes the brain to atrophy and shrink back. So it changes the brain structure, and it can change the way a person is wired. It's very difficult to overcome. People can overcome it, but it's, especially if they start very young, it's much harder when they're older. And then you've also got this new condition called porn-induced erectile dysfunction, or PIED, and it's unfortunately the fastest growing group of men with erectile dysfunction are ages 17 to, I think it's 24, 26, something like that. And never before in history have young men had that kind of problem, but it's because they're being hardwired to respond to a computer versus a person. So it's devastating the youth of our country in terms of their ability to connect with, in terms of themselves or other people, develop healthy relationships, their appetites are changed, and it's sex miseducation for our youth. And we're really setting them on a trajectory of harm because they're thinking, this is what's normal. This is how I should respond and interact, and it doesn't work. And it's honestly, it's sex negative. People, I don't know how much, I'll try to be careful in what I say, but it does not promote healthy intimacy. It kills it.
Yeah.
All around bad stuff.
Well, all around bad stuff, and it devastates lives. It devastates marriages. And it truly can have a negative impact on culture once it's allowed to go widespread. And all we're asking to do with HB 298 is just say, hey, in the state of Alabama, which other states, I think Utah's already passed it, is all we're saying, in the state of Alabama, when your phone is activated, when you buy it, it automatically has this filter that's turned on. The filter exists already. We're not asking for any new expense. All we're saying is activation's automatic. Not activation has to be, you know, tracked down and figured out, period. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, it would be smartphones and tablets. And again, adults can deactivate it with the passcode. And this is super practical for kids, too, because according to research, 46% of kids stumble upon pornography accidentally on smartphones and tablets.
Wow. Well, gone are the days when kids used to try and, you know, sneak the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition out and talk about it in the back room. It's amazing what kids are exposed to these days that we never had to have when we were growing up. And Malia, hey, thanks for your work on this. Thanks for being a citizen activist. Thanks for being engaged passionately. And thanks for making a difference, because I am already told by Stephanie Smith that this bill would not have gotten as far as it had if you hadn't intervened. So we appreciate what you're doing.
It's my pleasure and my honor. Thank you so much, Phil.
All right. Thank you. I'm just telling you, folks, if you go out there and get busy, you can make a difference. You can. Don't think for a second you can't. Don't think no one will listen to me. I mean, there's a young lady right there who just knows something, is passionate about something, found out there was legislation about something, and got engaged. And I'm telling you right now, I have heard already from more than one that bill was likely going to die on the vine and never make it out of committee. And it's got it down to the point now where if you call your legislator and tell him you want that bill, HB 298, to pass, we might see something happen next week that could change people's lives. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean this show, its signal, goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, this whole section of the show has been called Save Our Kids. If you heard my monologue earlier in the show, I hope you understand, too, that while at the same time I understand that people are allowed to make adult decisions, they can, and I'm not going to sit around and be the guy who is going to just call them out for making their adult decisions. But what I'm saying is, get away from our kids. That's enough of that. It's the sexualization of children for no good reason except to affirm the prurient interests of adults. There is zero good reason for them to not want to turn off a porn filter or turn on a porn filter on a phone. Zero. The idea that they're going to say, well, what you're doing is you're intervening in technology companies' ability to run their business. Bull crap. You've already got it on there. You put it on there for a reason, right? So how about we just turn it on, and then if somebody wants to watch porn, they can turn it off. But in the meantime, kids won't stumble across it because they're playing with mommy and daddy's phone. All that to say, there's so much in this bill. House Bill 298, I so appreciate Malia Stevens and the work she's done because when we were having an offline conversation with Stephanie Smith right before she went on the air, or maybe it was on the air, Boomer, correct me if I'm wrong, but she said that this bill, House Bill 298, was dying on the vine until Malia Stevens got involved. And so that's good stuff. Text lines right now. Okay, whole lot of text to catch up on. I see Chef Ben from Aniana. By the way, Chef Ben is a true chef. I have had his cooking. Wow. So Chef Ben from Aniana says, getting lots of ketchup on the home fries today. So, thank you, Chef Ben, for being in the audience. Where did it go? Thomas from Athens says, the porn and traffickers make millions off of and tragically ruin many lives as they do their reprehensible production and distribution. Yes, they do. Barry from Athens, you were talking about Go Woke, Go Broke earlier. You mentioned that Elon Musk overrode the decision of some leftists at Twitter to prevent the playing of the movie What is a Woman? I think I also read a story where Elon Musk is once again the world's richest man. Conservatism wins every time. There you go. Nice. Tony from Piedmont, he says, you know, Adderholt Rogers and whatever about voting for the Senate bill to increase the debt limit. He says that's about what he figured. Brian from Huntsville, with regards to the fact that Britt and Tuberville voted against it, says, good for Senator Britt. I wanted Mo Brooks, but she's doing well so far. Yeah, she is. I mean, I'll be honest, hard to dislike anything that I've seen so far in both she and Tuberville. I think they're both doing a great job. I think Alabama's well represented in the U.S. Senate. David from Huntsville says, you're going to have to tell Will Ainsworth your audience is much larger than Gadsden. I do. He knows. But anyway, hey, listen, last couple things I'll say about Save Our Kids, and then we'll move on, is it's too easy to do this. It's too easy to fix it. It's too lazy not to. If you have any concerns at all right now about House Bill 298 and turning on that filter so that kids don't get exposed to pornography, especially that hardcore stuff that's on the internet, then just know this. All you got to do is call your legislature. And if you don't know who your legislator is, you can go to the Secretary of State's website, Secretary of State of Alabama, and there's a place on there where you can click and find your legislator, and then very often you may know somebody who knows somebody. I'm going to tell you right now, if you know your local sheriff, if you know your county commissioner, if you know your city councilman, if you know a member of your school board, I guarantee you they've got your state rep and your state senator's number in their phone. Just call them and say, hey, do you know how to get in touch with Senator so-and-so? Do it. I mean, there's nothing better than getting a true constituent call about something you care about. It works. I can tell you from experience. All right, listen, before we go to the break, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they have been with us since the beginning of this show. ZLA Solutions, and they are a business solution company. They can help you with your quality control, your sorting and containment, your logistics, your warehousing. But their bread and butter, man, their bread and butter still remains staffing. If you need people, ZLA Solutions, that's what they do so well at. So they can help you find the onesies, the twosies, the special niche skills, hard to find. They can track them down for you. They can also get you a whole shift of people. If you're a factory or if you've got a service industry you got to provide people for. And I always say it, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, you check them out. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, and get you the folks you need. So ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, I got to ask you guys. So new in the studio, by the way, Butters ran the board for half the show. Good job, man. Not that I thought you couldn't do it. I mean, you were a navigator in the Navy, right? So I figured you could probably do it. Boomer actually trusts you to touch the buttons today on the very first day.
I'm honored.
You're honored, but you're like esteemed now, too. So Boomer does not let people just come in here and touch his buttons.
No, I don't blame him.
I mean, you would understand, right?
Absolutely. If I ever had a pilot try to reach over on my side of the jet.
Slap that hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slap that hand. All right, hey, I got to ask you guys a question. I don't know if y'all saw this or not. This is a total off topic, but it's so weird, I got to bring it up. So the audience needs to be listening because movies like, you know, War Games, The Terminator, all of them, it's all about artificial intelligence getting out of control and turning on the master.
iRobot.
Yeah, iRobot. Yes. So the story came out just yesterday. An Air Force general was briefing at a recent conference, a defense conference, and he said, and I've got the article on my Twitter feed right now, he said that an AI simulation they just ran for artificial intelligence running an armed, I think it was a Reaper drone, an armed drone, that the simulation, it was not real, it was not live missiles, it was just like a computer simulation, but the software had a go-no-go decision in the hands of the person, but the AI was supposed to seek out SAM missiles, surface-to-air missiles. And the AI knew that technically, internally, it got points for taking out SAMs, but there were times when the human operator would push the no-go button and tell it not to take that one out. Apparently, AI did not take well to that because its mission was to get points for killing SAMs, and so it eventually turned and took out the human operator in the simulation.
Mm-hmm. What?
I kid you not. And then on top of that, they had to reprogram it. They put in code that says, no, you don't take out the human. Go, no, go is the way it's supposed to be. And so it flew for the next mission or three, didn't like no, go. And so instead of taking out the human, it came back and took out the tower that sent the signal for the go, no, go so that it could be free to operate without having to worry about.
It's some interesting stuff.
Are we in the end times?
Wow.
Well, so I actually watched a really interesting podcast, certainly not conservative at all, but they had a discussion with a former Google employee who actually he's a software engineer and did a very good job of explaining, because if you gave the AI the goal of making points, the AI did exactly what it was programmed to do.
It's going to make points.
It wants to win.
Points are it.
Participation trophy for that drone.
The big interesting takeaway from the whole podcast and the whole discussion was, don't be so scared of it because it's here. The cat's out the bag. Like, it's there. So good people need to interface and teach it good things and figure out how to tell it good missions to survive and all that kind of stuff. But it's some crazy stuff.
At some point, there's programming involved. At some point, there's got to be somebody's got to write the original code, right? Good Lord.
And then who knows when it's going to be biased, like some AIs are already.
It took out the operator.
Took out the operator. I bet that operator was like, okay.
I just imagine, can you imagine being in the room and you're watching the simulation, and everybody's standing around, and the general's drinking coffee, and they're watching the simulations and how the stats, and all of a sudden, what just happened? Sir, it appears the AI has taken out the operator. Oh, my God. What?
Let's just shut this down.
I keep coming back to that one line from the original Terminator movie, and on that day, Skynet became self-aware. That just...
It's some crazy stuff. But again, it's one of those that it's out there, right? ChatGPT, all of these, you know. So we got to figure out what we're going to do with it, and You know, at least they did it in a simulation, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm glad you don't beta test with real Hellfire missiles. That'd be bad.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, I'm just mad because taking out SAMs used to be my job. So, you know, getting replaced by a computer.
I've still got the message traffic from Afghanistan when I infilled at the beginning of the war. And we apparently weren't using the proper checkpoints. And we got a basically a lashing by hire that said, you were identified by an OGA, which is CIA. You were identified by an OGA Predator drone as a potential target. You're lucky. Next time, use the right checkpoints. I'm pretty sure if AI had been looking for points back then, I might not be on the radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on the week. So you guys got a weekend coming up. I know some of y'all can smell the burn already. As we go to break, too, just know this. You're going to hear advertisements, and you're going to hear ads running every time we do breaks on Right Side Radio, but we are a standalone business. Technically, we're a 501c3. But one of the ways we sustain our operations is by selling ads. So if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio because we stand for what you stand for, we'd love to talk to you, but you can't call the station because they don't own us. We own us. So go ahead and check our website out, rightsideradio.org, and you'll find a place on there that says advertising. Click on it and send us a message. We will get in touch right away. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, what a great week this has been. We just had one of those kind of cool moments, too, where Butter's first day in the studio, and next thing you know, he gets a call from a guy that was in the same squadron he was in for a while there. That's very cool. So, congrats. By the way, thanks for being here today, man. Good job, and thanks for your service. We're glad to have you around. And we just had another one, by the way, Butters, you'll want to know, Roger from Ardmore says, hey, what aircraft was Butters, a Rio or a BN in? And I said, EA-6B Prowler, all right, nodding his head correctly. He was an avionics, Roger from Ardmore was an avionics tech on A6Es and in FA-18s. And then he went on to say a whole bunch of other gibberish that I don't understand what you Navy guys say. So I'm an Army guy. Come on, man. Bring the acronyms that I understand. But apparently he was in VAQ-133 and CAG-13 aboard the Coral Sea, did the last two cruises.
Wow, old school.
So Butters has said old school. All right. Roger from Ardmore, appreciate your service, man. Thanks so much. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, one of the things that happened this week, which was so cool, was Wednesday we had the opportunity to have the folks from the Elm Foundation here in studio. And it was great. I mean, I just thoroughly enjoyed getting to know them. And, you know, we had John Nolan, who is the founder of the Elm Foundation, who himself is a retired special operations intel officer. And after he got out of the military, he had an amazing career in the private sector, sold his company, decided what he was going to do was not just go fishing. He was going to do something that would change people's lives. And so he and Missy Hanks, who is his executive director for the Elm Foundation out of Huntsville, they're a 501c3. They were here telling us about what they do, and what they do is amazing. What they do is they get in there with conservative principles, to be honest, and they change people's lives by giving them back their self-worth, helping them find job certifications, giving them accountability, getting them off the streets, helping them find opportunities they didn't know existed for them, and basically plugging them back into society. And they've had an amazing track record at doing it. So the Elm Foundation, if you're not familiar, go check them out, ELM. HSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org, based out of Huntsville, 501c3. And the kind of cool thing is, too, that not only do they do good work, but they've got John Nolan's foundation covers all their administrative costs. So any dollar of a donation that goes in goes straight to programming. So, yeah, Elm Foundation, that stands for Expect Little Miracles. It's ELMHSV.org. Check them out. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Man, I can't even get to all the texts. I don't know how to do this. Let's see here. Brian from Huntsville, he says, Butters has the same battle cry. Oh, so there's a go. You're, You're a hua guy. although you Navy guys too often say oorah or something like that because your Marine Corps sideline has. Did I say there's going to be Marines storming my Bastille right now that I said sideline? Okay, Marine Corps, you are fully separate and autonomous. No one believes you're part of the Navy. I'm sorry.
They
do work for the Navy. Yeah, they do work. That's Tony from Piedmont says, the MAC problem continues. The RNC says all running for president have to pledge to support the victory on paper if they want to participate in the debates. Interesting. We'll be talking more about politics coming up. I noticed a minute ago that the DeSantis campaign has found my cell phone, so I'm going to be having to, you know, block campaigns for too long.
Yeah.
What else you see, Boone?
John from Huntsville gives you an A+.
I got an A+ today.
I got an A+, and guess what? Butter's got an A++.
Why?
Just the name alone gave him an A+, so then he did a great job, so he got a double plus.
All right. I told you John from Huntsville gives us our grade every day. by the way, one of our listeners, just so you know, Butters, we stream the show, obviously you know that, but we have listeners everywhere, and one of them is Rayson from Hawaii, who's stationed at Schofield Barracks out there in Hawaii. But anyway, Rayson from Hawaii just said, just bought my right side tee and arrived today. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. And he's holding it up. That's good stuff, man. Which, by the way, your former company made those shirts.
Yes.
Boom shakalaka.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We're about to run out.
I guess we need more.
Yeah. JT from Lacey Springs says, great week. By the way, since there is a Boomer and McQueen, will we soon have a Butter and another weekly session? I don't know. I don't think we'll work on whether or not Butters gets his own session sometime. Just, you know.
I mean, just
be
the
careful.
Name alone.
We got to be careful.
Segment in Butters.
Just you know, he's just slipped in here and all of a sudden ingratiated himself to everybody in the studio. What else we got here that I haven't gotten to yet? Badger from Athens says, happy Friday. Woot, woot. And Steve from Madison says, he has my bit for the Diet Mountain Dew drinker, or my vote for the Diet Mountain Dew drinker. that was Will Ainsworth called in and said he's got to have his Diet Mountain Dew. Jeff from Hazel Green says, the remark about Biden dancing may seem a bit harsh, but I have no respect for anyone trying to destroy America. I get it. That's why him and Corn Pop got into it. Joey outdanced him. I did see, and by the way, y'all saw the thing yesterday about Biden falling on the stage.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and on the one hand, I'm like, man, people fall down, things happen. He's also 80 years old. I really think he shouldn't be there anymore. It's obvious he has cognitive impairment. He has physical issues. He looks good for 80 years old. He does. But the idea that he got up on stage, fell down, and couldn't get back up for a minute, I will say that was disturbing. And it happened right in front of an entire crew of brand new Air Force lieutenants who are watching their commander in chief, look like he's too feeble to do the job.
I mean, I agree with you, but it's happened multiple occasions.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets like, okay, what's going on? Is there an underlying reason?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where it gets a little.
Although I will say one of the funniest things I saw on a meme was somebody said the ghost of Corn Pop knocked him down. That's awful.
That is awful.
That is awful. I'm so sorry. I feel bad now, but nonetheless. Well, listen, man, we had an amazing week. Next week's going to be even better. Confirmation just in a few minutes ago while we were on the air that we've got Senator Tuberville will be on the air with us Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. I've got a business entrepreneur going to be on the show with us Monday. And we'll line them up all week long. And then, of course, there's always the fact that we may have to cook up another batch of home fries at some point because the legislature finishes up its session on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, the state will be safer. And I can say that because I was down there. I know the deal. All right, folks. Y'all have an amazing weekend. Boomer and I back here on Monday at 2. Y'all take care. We love you.